Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 19th of June 1970. Brahmins are called those who belong to the clan of Trimurti Shiva, that is, Trimurti Shiv Vanshi. The children of the Trimurti father are also Trimurti. The father is Trimurti. Just as the father is Trimurti, are you also Trimurti in the same way? Have you had a vision of the three types of light? Do you know which light of the Brahmins other people have visions of? Do you realize that others have visions of light through you? People have visions of three types of light from the Trimurti children who belong to the clan of Trimurti Shiva. Which are those lights? One is a vision of light through your eyes. You speak of the light of the eyes. The eyes would appear to be as though there is a large illuminated bulb in each eye. The second is the light on the forehead, and the third is the crown of light on your head. You now have to try to give others the vision of all three types of light. Anyone who comes in front of you should see these eyes as bulbs. They should only see light everywhere, just as real diamonds sparkle in the darkness. Just as a searchlight projects its beams in a very good way with a lot of force, in the same way, people will have a vision of the light on the forehead. And you already understand about the crown of light on the head. Others should have a vision of the Trimurti light from each of you. Only then would it be said that you are angels. The vision of the eyes, the forehead, and the crown of the head will be very clear even in the corporeal form. Whilst looking at your eyes, people will see only light. Looking at your light, others will also become light. No matter how much heaviness there is in their mind or in their stage, as soon as they come here, they should become light. You now have to reach such a stage because others will make their stage like this when they see what your stage is. You will hear your praise of this time. The praise of the Copper Age is not a big thing. But when you become such images that grant visions in the practical form now, you will hear your praise of this time. When people come in front of you, they will see nothing but light. You have to become like this. Mother One itself will become a lighthouse. Whilst looking at these lamps, it will be as though they are not seeing them. Just as you see nothing but light in the subtle region, in the same way, the corporeal world will become a lighthouse. When you become living lighthouses, then Mother One will also become a lighthouse. This is the last subject of the last study in a practical form. The theoretical course has now finished and it is now the last subject of the practical course. You will now have to make very fast effort in this last subject. It is this stage that is praised. What is the main method to apply a brake to your thoughts? Do you know that? Whatever task you carry out, before you begin that task, think about it first. Is the task that I am about to carry out the task of Bap Dada? Am I just an instrument? Just as the time when a sacrificial fire is being completed, sacrificial offerings are made, in the same way, whatever task you carried out, and whatever the result was, Once you have completely surrendered to Baba, you should have no more thoughts about it. You carried out the task as an instrument, and as soon as the task was finished, you totally surrendered it to Baba. So why should you have any thoughts about it afterwards? When something is put into a fire, no name or trace of it remains. In the same way, once it is completed, you have to totally surrender everything. Then, it is no longer your responsibility. Whoever you offered it to becomes responsible for that. So why should you have any thoughts? When there is a senior person in the family, then whatever task everyone in the family carries out, they refer to the senior person and then they become free. In the same way, whatever task you carried out, once you have related the news about it, that is enough. Keeping the avyakt form in front of you, try this out and see for yourself. The more someone becomes cooperative with you, the more cooperation you have to give to that person. Just as you think about progress of the soul, in the same way, you can give any soul special cooperation in the form of extra help through good wishes and pure and positive thoughts for the self and for others. You should give this cooperation. They receive a lot of help through that. Just as when a poor person suddenly receives something without having made any effort in the same way, any soul you give cooperation to will feel he is being given extra cooperation. You saw the proof in the sakar form of how a soul was given extra cooperation and how that soul experienced that cooperation. You have to do this service and show everyone. The more subtle you become, the more this subtle service will increase. Together with the corporeal, the subtle creates an impact very quickly, for all the time. Bab Dada is also constantly giving special cooperation. You will have the experience of extra help. There will be less effort made and greater attainment. Achha. Do children have as much imperishable love for Bab Dada as Bab Dada has for the children? This imperishable love is the one thread which ties a bond for 21 births, and that too is unbroken love. The stronger the thread is, the longer it will last. This confluence age ties everything for 21 births. Each thought and each action of this confluence age accumulates in the bank for 21 births. You have to create thoughts whilst paying this much attention. Whatever I do will accumulate, and so I will accumulate so much. Not a single thought should be wasted. When even one thought is wasted, there is no accumulation. So, when you have to accumulate, you must not waste even one thought. You have to make so much effort. Let alone time, but your thoughts should not be wasted either. Effort is now reaching this level. Just as education reaches a higher level day by day, so it is the same here. You are now studying in a higher class. Achha. Baba was then talking with the groups. It is remembered that a world was created through vision. Through which vision is a world created and when is it created? Why is there the praise of the vision and the world? Why is there not the praise of the mouth? What is it that you transform first at the confluence age? What is the first lesson you are taught? To see one another with the vision of brotherhood. The vision of brotherhood means that when you first transform your vision, everything else also changes. This is why it is remembered that the world was created through vision. When there is a vision of brotherhood, it is then that the entire world changes. It is only then that you see this world as an old world. When you see the soul, it is then you will see this world as old. So the world is created through vision, and the main effort lies in this. If your vision changes, then your stage and circumstances also change. This is why there is a praise of the vision and the world. Worldly vision changes into spiritual vision. Just as when someone is wearing colored glasses, the entire world appears to be in that color. In the same way, when your vision becomes spiritual, then you just see spirits in the entire world. For how long do you have this experience of seeing the world with this vision in a natural way? As you were told, when you are wearing red glasses, you do not have to make any effort, but everything naturally seems red. So in the same way, do you see the world in a spiritual way, with a spiritual vision that is natural? At the moment, this is maintained only temporarily, but you have to practice it to maintain it for all the time. This is the main effort. By changing your vision, your virtues and actions automatically change. You then do not have to change each virtue individually. You now have to make this effort. You have now moved forward a great deal. If you first change yourself, the world will automatically change. So now, create this enthusiasm. Create this world with spiritual vision. The more you remain in this enthusiasm, the more you will be able to create this enthusiasm in others. Then, just as a needle by itself comes closer to a magnet, so service will automatically come close to all of you. There will be less effort and greater success. At present, you make effort for a longer period of time and you attain success according to your worthiness and capacity. In order to be successful in service, create this yukti. Is it better that you attain success in service easily or that you receive fruit through effort? Easy attainment and elevated fruit. So, start this plan in a practical way. You were told how to become an example for anything. That is, when you yourselves have the stage of being a detached observer, those who are an example will remain in a stage of a detached observer. Those who remain as detached observer, Sakhi, give honey, Makhi, that is honeybee, the way it gives sweetness, the stage of a detached observer is like that of a bee, that is, of sweetness, which in itself has an attraction. So now, you have to show a sparkle of that. Baba, talking to group 2. Check in which aspects you are light and in which aspects you are heavy. The more you yourself are light, the lighter you will be able to make others also. How can those who are themselves heavy make others light? You have to be easy and light in your relationship with others and be easy in your sanskars too. You have to be easy in giving and taking cooperation as well. If there is heaviness in giving and taking cooperation, then you will not be able to take the benefit of the cooperation you receive. What will you do now? Everyone has to remember the mantra, I have to remain easy in every aspect. The easier you remain, the more you can attain. You will be able to take cooperation from everyone. Everyone remains easy with those who are themselves easy. They are easy in giving and also in taking. Those who remain heavy are heavy when it comes to giving cooperation too. So give cooperation and take cooperation. But how? By being easy. This is the main mantra in order to become complete. Do you wish to become the perfect image, or does it not matter if there are some weaknesses still remaining? Only after you have become perfect will you have to bring a body to the end. When you are easy in this way, you will then be able to bring your body to an end according to your own will. Acha Om Shanti.